Plant Online. This is thecommentary.ca, a Hockey Hall of Fame inductee in 2003, Grand Fuhr attended goal for 19 seasons in the NHL from 1981 to 2000. He is best known for his time in Edmonton, where as the goalie for the Oilers, they won 5 Stanley Cups. In 1988, he received the Vezina Trophy as the league's best goaltender. He joins me this morning to discuss his association with Nutrisystem and more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Grand Fuhr. Good morning, Mr. Fuhr.
How you doing?
Thanks for joining us. Very well, thanks. Where are you this morning?
I'm actually in Edmonton right now.
Do you live in Spruce Grove still, or?
I do not. I actually live down in Scottsdale for the most part of the year.
And you're still involved with the Phoenix Coyotes, are you?
I am. I'm goaltending coach there and spend the majority of my time there.
Do you enjoy retirement?
You know what? I really do enjoy retirement. I enjoyed playing an awful lot, but retirement's not a bad thing.
And is the goaltending coach job at Phoenix, is that full-time, I guess, during the season?
It is full-time. I mean, we've got basically 5 prospects that I look after, so it's most enjoyable.
Do you miss hockey at all?
At playoff time, I miss the game a little bit, but for the most part, I know I had my time in the sun playing, and coaching and hanging around the game is still a good way to get my fill of it.
I'm not a hockey fan, but a friend of mine who is asked me to ask you, as a player on the Edmonton Oilers all those years that you were there when the team was doing remarkably well, because the team had been full of marquee stars such as Gretzky and others, do you think you got enough recognition?
I would say I got enough recognition. I mean, managed to get into the Hall of Fame, so you can't get much more recognition than that.
Spruce Grove, how far is that from Edmonton?
Yeah, it's about 11 miles from Edmonton.
Being so close to Edmonton, what's it like to be a celebrity in your own hometown, I guess?
You know what? It's a great place to grow up and live. I mean, it's a great place to raise a family, and I can roam around here just as a normal person, so I really enjoy it.
What was your schedule like when you were a player? Like, what would you do? Like, I guess, I don't know, what time do you get up, and what do you do during your day? And
Most non-game days, you get up probably 8 in the morning, have coffee, read the newspaper, drive down to the rink. We practice most days around 11, so you practice from 11 till 12, 12:15. Then they'd have a workout scheduled for you after that till probably 1:30 or so, and then you either head out with the guys or you head at home.
The exercise regimen, that was pretty intense, I gather.
It was fairly intense. I mean, we were expected to be in good shape, and they pushed us to make sure that we were.
And after you retired, I guess, did you just not participate in exercise, or what happened there?
More so, I didn't change my eating habits, and the exercise kind of died by the wayside. The biggest thing is once you retire and you don't have to go work out every day, for the first little while you decide that, okay, if I don't have to, I'm not going to, and you keep eating the same, and the next thing you know, you throw on a few extra pounds.
And then you got up to 40 pounds higher in weight than you did when you were a player, is that correct?
I did, maybe even a little bit higher than that. I've managed to sneak on comfortably, I'd say, 40 at the peak. And then I've managed to lose 35 of it now.
I guess what are the eating habits as a player? I mean, do you eat more than a person your weight that's not an athlete?
Your portions are bigger. I mean, obviously, you have breakfast. Game days, you have pasta before the game, about 1 in the afternoon. Then you have pasta after the game. Add in the odd beer here or there. Without the exercise, it adds weight.
And how did you lose the weight?
I was introduced to a program called Nutrisystem through some friends of mine that are ex-athletes, and they managed to do a remarkable job of losing weight, and it was something that I was interested in, and started the program. It was a very simple program because the food's all shipped to you. It's easy, and the food was good, so it's a program that I really enjoyed and stuck with.
And how does it work? So you, I guess the food is shipped to you, but How do you, like, how do they know what to ship to you? I guess they have to factor in your weight, your height, and so on and so forth?
You're able to get a list and order what you like, and it's all pre-portioned. So the Nutrisystem controls your portions, and as they control your portions and what you're eating, it helps you lose the weight.
And the food is shipped how often, I guess?
Once a month.
And do you have to freeze that all, or is it, how does that work?
Nope, you take it right out of the box, and for a guy like me, you can throw it right in the microwave, and it's fast and simple.
So it's all frozen, is it, or?
It's not frozen, it's just, it comes prepackaged.
I see. And the menu, I mean, is the food good?
The food's actually very good. And there's really no bad things on the menu.
Are there players that, watching hockey now, especially since it's the playoffs, are there players that as goaltenders, that you sort of look at and you sort of admire?
I think a lot of the new young goalies I really admire. They're all much bigger than I was. They're all more athletic, so they're fun to watch.
And is there a team that you're rooting for, I guess, in the playoffs?
I wouldn't say there's a team I'm particularly rooting for. I like seeing the underdogs do well, so I'm kind of hoping for a Dallas-Philly final.
And back to the Nutrisystem for just a sec here. How much does it cost altogether?
I think the Nutrisystem, if I remember correctly, works out to be about $10 a day.
And how effective is it in losing weight? Do you also have to exercise as well?
I think you should exercise as well, but the Nutrisystem itself, I think, has really had a big effect on me losing weight.
Do you enjoy going around telling people about the program?
I do. I mean, I think, obviously, weight's become an issue in society, and it's nice to be able to help promote healthy habits, and it's a great program for men. I think a lot of times it gets tied up where they think it's a women's-only deal, but it's nice to be able to promote it for men.
Grant, I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and continued good luck, and we'll look into this. Nutrisystem.ca is the website.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Grant.